This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 175, How to Craft Your Art Through English in 28,000 Days.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA. Have you thought about the life legacy that you're creating through English? In this episode, find out exactly how much time you have to create the way that others will remember you when you're not around.
Guys, raise your hand if you're listening to this on a mobile device.
Oh, me!
Oh, you are too?
Me too! I always listen to podcasts on my smartphone.
Absolutely. That's why we want to build a smartphone app.
Ooh, that would be so cool. We could offer even more than the audio episode. We could offer transcripts. We could offer other learning materials and fun supplementary materials.
What a good idea.
The app.
But it's not free to make an app.
It's not?
And it's not cheap either.
Oh man, how are we gonna do that?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh, I know. We can make this part of our Kickstarter campaign.
Awesome idea.
So when you guys donate to our Kickstarter campaign at allearsenglish.com/Kickstarter, you'll not only get a prize according to the level of your funding, but you'll also be helping us to create an app that will make your All Ears English experience even more awesome.
Yeah, we want to see you guys over there at allearsenglish.com/Kickstarter.
Get over there before October 1st, 2014. That's the deadline.
Hey
Lindsay.
Hey, Gabby.
How's it going, Lindsay?
I'm doing great, and I cannot wait to say thank you to some of our awesome reviewers today.
Yeah, love it when you leave a review, Abraham Alhabra.
Thank you, Julio Carvalho. And thank you to Ibrahim Dizuki Ahmed from Egypt. Thank you to Jinan Yu from China. My pronunciation is bad. But thank you, guys.
Well, we hope you could recognize your name there, if that was you. And we do really appreciate your reviews. We read all of them. So please keep them coming. Today, August 28th, is also one of the last chances you'll get to leave a review in our World Cup of reviews. See, we want to have a contest, sort of like the World Cup, to see which country, so listeners from which country can leave the most reviews.
Yeah.
So step it up, represent your country, and leave us an awesome review in iTunes. And then we'll let you know later next month, so in the end of September, we'll tally them up, we'll count them, and let you know which country it represented the best.
Yeah, guys, we read all of those reviews. And we feel great when we hear, when we read a great review. So we want to listen to your review. We want to see your review.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Lindsay, I'm kind of sorry about something.
What are you sorry about?
Well, see, we had an episode, I think it was episode 148, and we were talking about being sorry or not being sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Right.
And so I expressed my opinion about how when I think it's unnecessary to say you're sorry.
Right.
But I'm sorry now about that because I think my message was a little unclear.
Yeah.
So
it was a little bit unclear.
Let me just repeat my message. So in case you didn't listen to 148, you can listen in more detail there. But my basic idea was that you shouldn't say sorry all the time. But that assumes, which I didn't say, it assumes that you're a polite person in the first place.
Right.
You're already thoughtful, polite, well-mannered.
Right.
And you're treating others with respect.
Yeah, and part of the problem here is that politeness can be defined differently across cultures.
Right.
Right. So we've got a huge audience. We love you guys. You're all over the world. And different cultures could have different levels of expressing politeness or actually different levels of politeness, right?
That's right. Mm. Yeah. So what I've experienced is sometimes people will say, I'm sorry, when something happened that wasn't their fault. For example, Lindsay just stepped on my foot and I say, I'm sorry.
You apologize?
Yeah. I'm sorry, yeah, Lindsay, you just stepped on my foot.
Oh, that seems a little bit weird to
me. Right?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was getting at, is if something happens in particular, someone accidentally steps on you or hits you or something, mm-hmm. you know, it's an accident, I hope. But why would you apologize for that? It's not your fault. You know, unless right. you were, unless I was like sticking my foot out
right.
and you tripped over it and right. that's why you stepped on my foot.
Yeah, exactly. So, and this is also a very specific perspective, a niche perspective, yeah. right? It can also come, so these, our own personal perspectives can come from our gender, where we live. Do we live in an urban or a rural area?
Definitely.
So many factors could right. could make up our own perspective. So I think the mistake that we made here, just to be totally honest, is that we took a niche perspective yeah. and presented it as a rule,
mm-hmm.
as an mm-hmm. instruction to you guys.
Yeah.
And we want to apologize for that.
Yes. And I would say, as a rule, it is important to treat each other with respect. And yes, that may mean that you need to say you're sorry. You may need to apologize, but you have to be a good judge in the situation that you're in. But at All Ears English, we're all about respecting each other and treating each other thoughtfully and kindly and supporting each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And when I think about how short life is, by the way, how short is life?
Life is on average 28,000 days.
Oh my gosh, that's shocking.
Well, it quantifies it, doesn't it?
Quantifies it.
I think sometimes we, you know, we wake up early, we just try to get through our work day, and then we eat, watch TV, go to sleep, and do it all over again. And you don't think about, oh, now it's 27,999 days. Right. You don't think about that time ticking down. We think that as we're living life, we're going to live forever.
Right, exactly. And isn't there a famous quote, you know, what are you going to do with your precious life? I think that comes from some spiritual leader. I'm sorry that I can't give
Well, there are a lot of quotes on life and that life is short. One right. that we just found from Hippocrates is that the art is long, life is short.
Right. And so to connect it to what we've just talked about, you know, everyone has different goals in their life. But for me, I think for our podcast, for what we're doing here, you know, one of the big goals in life is to treat people with respect.
That's right.
So if you only have 28,000 days in your life, you know, having a good quality life is putting good karma out into the world. Not yeah. just karma in the cheesy cultural sense, but karma in, you know, you are putting a good gesture into the world. Everyone who's coming into contact with you is becoming better because they came into contact with you.
Right. And this quote ties into that for me. The art is long. So your art is, it could be two different things. It could be what you create, what you make. You could be an artist, but mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be a painting or a book or art. It could be your work. It could be, on the other hand, the second way I was thinking is that it could be just the way that you treat people. Yeah. How do you want to be remembered
yeah, after your you're legacy? Gone?
Yeah, that is your right. art.
That's your
the
art.
The way that your friends and family talk about you when you're not in the room, that mm-hmm. is your art.
That's important. So thinking about how short life is and thinking about how we treat people, treat yeah. ourselves, first of all, and treat others.
And, you know, connecting that to English language, too, because I think in this episode we're talking a lot about life, and that's cool and that's good, but, you know, I think you're probably learning English. And so think about when you focus on improving your language skills, are you thinking about improving your art? Are you thinking about the way that you learn and you speak English? What is your motivation? What is the long-term way that you want to be remembered as an English speaker?
Yeah. I mean, learning the language could be considered a form of art. It's
Absolutely.
Often not. It's often considered more scientific. But I think you could look at it as a form of art because you're forming, in the end, you're learning the English language, but you're
right.
forming your own version of English.
Yeah.
Right? Your
yeah.
own cool nuances and ways of saying things, tone of voice,
right.
all sorts of cool things. That's the artistic.
Ooh, and how people perceive you, the way that you mm-hmm. speak, the way that you communicate in English or in your native language, that is your art.
And that's totally unique to you, which
yeah.
is such a cool aspect of learning a new language, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. It really is. So, guys, I guess what we want to leave you with in this episode is, think about language as your art. Think about the way that you treat other people as
mm-hmm.
your art.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not sometimes about apologizing or not apologizing. Sometimes you should, but it's about just being a polite and thoughtful and helpful, supportive person, that's what we want our community to be all about. That's the baseline.
Right. And there's a sense of urgency behind that because you've only got 28,000 days
That's right.
to live.
That's right. Oh, so, yeah, just think about it. I mean, not everyone even gets 28,000 days.
Right, we don't know how much time we have.
We really don't know. So think about, you know, how you want to use your time. It's short.
All right. If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.